Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. I know we'll celebrate February 17th more than right now, but Happy New Year to everyone. It's great. It's raining. Why do you think it's raining so hard? God is so happy you're here today. He's crying, right? That's why it's raining. I'm glad everyone's here.
很高兴大家都在今天在这里一起来敬拜神。
As we start New Year, I'm sure some of you are excited about 2026. There's a lot of answer prayers and there's excitement about what can be possible in 2026. So some of you, you look at the unknown and you're like, man, I'm so excited.
在我们开始新的一年的时候，我们中间有些会众会充满希望的来面对新的一年，因为你的祷告得到应允，你的有神的很好的祝福。
But maybe there's some of you here, you look at the unknown of 2026 and you're stressed because you don't know what's going to happen.
在我们中间也可能有会众兄弟姊妹面对着新的一年对未知充满了焦虑，充满了很多的压力。
But regardless of whether you're here, whichever heart that you hold, you're not here by accident.
不管你今天的境况是如何，你今天在这里敬拜神，神有他的美意。
God wanted us to hear today's message. Amen?
神让我们听到今天的信息。
So let's begin.
今天开始。
Isaiah 43:18-19 says, Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And Philippians says, But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们今天的经文是以赛亚书43:18-19。耶和华如是说：你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现。你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。腓立比书3:13-14。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
These two verses fit together so well. Isaiah tells us to release the past and make room for God to do new things in your life.
这两段经文的话是完美的契合，以赛亚呼召我们说要忘记背后。
And Apostle Paul shows us what that new thing is, that is to press forward with purpose in Christ.
保罗告诉我们在日常的生活中应该怎么样去应用这个真理，就是我们要有新的方向，向着标杆直跑。Together,
God is inviting us, release yesterday, so you can embrace what God has for you today.
两段经文在一起就是告诉我们要忘记过去，要进入神要成就的新事。I
started this message during New Year's Eve, so I'm going to complete it today, but let's review for those of you. 99% of you who weren't there, so it's new to you, right? First thing we ought to know is let go of old stuff.
今天的经文是我们在新年的跨年敬拜的时候就已经开始了，但大多数兄弟姊妹没有参加，所以说对我们来说是新的信息。我们第一件事要做的事就是放下旧事。
Paul says, let go what's behind. God says, don't remember the former things. Neither command is ignoring the pain that we went through. But what it's saying is this, Paul and God both are saying, let go of yesterday. Don't let yesterday control your today.
这个信息和保罗和神告诉我们的话，就要放下过去，并不是说我们就忘记，而是要不让过去缠绕着我们。
Let me share with you some of the things we should let go. First, drop the guilt Jesus already forgave.
第一件要放下的事就放弃已经过去的罪疚。
For many Christians, one of the hardest things is to let go of guilt.
对于很多基督徒来说，最难放下的是以往的罪疚。
We replay mistakes that happened 10 years ago. We allow the regrets we have to continue to harbor in our hearts that happened years ago. And we allow Satan to continue to remind us that you haven't changed.
我们基督徒往往是在我们的脑海里面重复播放我们十多年前曾经犯过的错误或者是悔恨。我们这样做的时候，就是让魔鬼来指控我们，说是你信主多年仍没有 真正的改变。
But the Bible tells us when you are in Christ Jesus, everything has changed. The old is gone, new has come. You are a new creation.
但圣经告诉我们说，在耶稣基督里，你就成为一个新的人，旧事已过，所有一切都是新的了。
So the Bible does not define who you are by what you did, but what Christ did on the cross.
你并不是靠你所做的事情来定义你为一个什么样的人，而是耶稣基督在十架上所完全的救恩。
And the Bible does not identify you by your failures, but by your forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，我们不是靠我们的过去的失败来定义我们的，而是耶稣基督完美的救赎。
And secondly, let go of the old victories.
第二，要放下过往的成就。
Sometimes we hear people say, "Oh, those good old days. I want to go back to those good old days."
有时候我们会说，我们很想回到以前的所谓的黄金的时光。
Do you really want to go back to good old days when they didn't have flushing toilet?
难道我们真的是愿意回到以往的时间，当时连那个抽水马桶都没有？
You want to go back to good old days when they didn't have iPhone?
你们是不是愿意回到没有 iPhone 以前的时光？
Can you live without iPhones anymore?
大家是不是没有 iPhone 的话，还能不能生活下去？
Israelites had the same problem. 400 years of slavery, they come out of Egypt, and what did they say in the wilderness when their life got little hard? I want to go back. I want to go back to good old days. No, those were bad days.But they romanticized the past.
以色列人曾经有同样的经历，他们在以色列做奴仆，在埃及做奴隶，做了400年。但他们被带到旷野的时候，他们遇到了一点困难，他们就会说：“我们愿意回到在埃及的美好的日子里面。”但那个并不是真正的美好的日子，他们在那里是做奴隶的，他们只是把它那种境况浪漫化。
Apostle Paul says, "No, I'm not going back there. I'm going to go forward."When Apostle Paul, before he met Jesus Christ, he had all the religious pedigree. He had all the fame. He had all the reputation. But once he met Jesus, he said, to know Christ, all the other stuff I gain, I consider them garbage.
保罗，圣徒保罗也有同样的经历。他在遇见耶稣基督之前，他有所有的宗教里面的成就和名声和声望。但是他告诉我们说，过去以往的一切，他都看作是无益的和粪土。
In Christ, his goal changed. In Christ, what he pursued in life changed. He didn't have to prove himself anymore. He didn't have to prove anybody else. He was pursuing Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面，使徒保罗他的目标和方向得到了全新的改变。他不是要得到人的赞许，而是要得到耶稣基督的奖赏。
There's a story in the Old Testament where Israelites are going through the wilderness and God sends them manna every single day and he commands them.Take enough for that day.
在旧约里面有这样的故事，在旷野里面，神每天给以色列人玛拿，但是神告诉以色列人说，你每天取每天所要用的就够。
But people are greedy. So what do people do? Instead of one day supply, they take 2 days. I bet there were some very smart business people who took 5 days, 2 weeks, 3 months worth of stuff.
但是人是会很贪婪的，他们有些人。不仅仅只在收取一天的玛拿，他们可能收取2天，或者5天，或者几周，或者几个月的玛拿。
I bet there are people who said, "I'm going to get up so early, I'll be the first one out there."
可能有些人说我要第一个起床来得到更多的玛拿。
But the Bible tells us those who took more than one day, next day they open up the manna jar, it rotted, it had maggots in it.
圣经告诉我们说，那些取了超过一天的玛拿，他们第二天打开玛拿那个盒子的时候，他们发现这个玛拿已经腐败，而且里面会生了蛆。
You can't live off of yesterday's manna. You need fresh manna today.
你不能够依靠昨天的玛拿，你要得到今天崭新的玛拿。
That's why Jeremiah says in chapter 3 that God's love and compassion are new every morning.
就是耶利米书告诉我们说，神的怜悯和慈爱每天每个清晨都是新的。
But a lot of us miss it because we don't go to that new love and compassion every morning.
但是我们很多人失去了神这样的祝福，因为我们并不是每天都来到神的面前支取新的恩典和怜悯。
We are content with living off of yesterday's manna, and God says, "Let that go."
我们往往会满足于。昨天的玛拿，但是神告诉我们说要忘去过去的成就。
Third, release your old hurts.
第三点是释怀以往的伤害。
This is a hard one because pain has long memory.
这个是很困难的，因为是伤害往往有很长的记忆。
And people tend to remember pain more than the joy.
人们往往会把伤害记忆得更清楚，而快乐却不是记得那么长久。
For example, I know you all know the answer to this question. You do 100 good things to somebody, and then you do one bad thing to that same person. What does that person remember? One bad thing.
我们可能往往都会有这样的经历，就是说你对一个人做了100件好的事情，结果有一件事情没有让他满意，结果那个人所记得的就是你一件那没有让他满意的事情。
I know we can hurt each other. I know we can say things without meaning and people get hurt. Relationships break. Loved ones pass away. Those are very, very hurtful. And yet God says this morning, don't dwell on the former things.
我知道我们可能会说话会伤害彼此，我们也知道我们会得到真正的伤害。但是神告诉我们说是不要沉浸在过去的伤害之中。
The Hebrew word here for remember not or forget does not mean wiping your memory clean.
希伯来书这个忘记并不是说让我们失忆，而是
It means refusing to let past control your today.
这个更确切的意思，不要让过去来控制你现在的生活。
Israelites for 400 years are crying out to God, God free us, take us off this chain, and God finally answers. They're in the wilderness, go through a little bit difficulty. What do they do? I want to.Go back. They're physically free, but spiritually still enslaved by the past.
以色列人在埃及的时候，他们受奴役、受压迫，他们昼夜的呼求神来解放他们。但是神带领他们到旷野的时候，他们遇见小的挫折，他们就说：“我们愿意想更回到以前的这种状况。”
How about you?
你是否也是这样？
Do you ever do this if you're married? You're fighting with your husband, and you're like 5 years ago.20 years ago, have you done that? You're still stuck in the past.
你是不是有这样的经历，在你和你的配偶争吵的时候，你会想起过往的伤害？5年前、20年前，你曾经做的对我伤害的事情。
In 2026, don't let hurt steer your life.
在2026年，我们不要让过往的伤害来掌控你目前的生活。
Don't let bitterness direct your life.
不要让苦毒来充满你的生命。
Fix your eyes on Jesus and let Him direct your life.
我们要关注注目的耶稣基督，让耶稣基督来带领我们的生活。
This is what I know. If you fix your eyes on anything other than Christ, you'll be stressed out this year.
我知道这样的事情是确实的。如果你关注耶稣基督以外的任何事情，你对新的一年会充满了焦虑。
If you fix your eyes anything other than Christ, you're going to be worrying this year.
如果你在关注耶稣基督之外的任何事情，你会无比的焦虑。
Yeah, let me tell you why quickly. If you fix your eyes on finances, you're going to be worried because financial market goes like this. Right?
如果你把你的注意力关注在你的财务上面去，你就会你的心就会像股市一样上上下下波动不定。
For young people, if you fix your eyes on a car,Your life's going to be full of worry. Why? Because somebody's going to scrape it.
如果你的年轻的会众，如果你的心思在别的，比如说像汽车这样的事物上面的事情，你会有也会有焦虑，因为是有人可能会损坏或你的车。
If you fix your eyes on anything other than Jesus, you will not feel this peace that sustains you. You know why? Because everything in this world changes, and your peace, your calmness, your joy will change with it.
如果你关注在耶稣基督之外的任何事情，你就不会得到长久的平安，因为是在耶稣基督之外的任何事情都会变化。
You can't even fix your eyes on your kids because they're going to disappoint you. You can't fix your eyes on your spouse because they'll disappoint you. There's only one person that's unchanging and continuous and never ever changes, and that is Jesus.
你如果是关注你的孩子，关注你的配偶的话，你也会很失望的话。只有耶稣基督是永恒不变的，只有关注耶稣基督才能给你带来永久的平安。
So you have to fix your eyes on Christ if you want to experience sustaining joy, sustaining peace, sustaining love.
我们要只有关注耶稣基督，定睛耶稣基督，才能得到永恒的平安和喜乐。
So in 2026, spot the new things God starting.
所以在2026年，我们要关注、注目耶稣神要成就的新事。
God doesn't say forget the past. No, what He says is, no, I'm doing new things. Look, I'm doing new things.
神提醒我们说，他在新的一年会要做新、成就新的事情。
Israel gives us solid ground, right? The same God who parted the Red Sea is doing new things in your life, and maybe he's carving a river through your dry season.
那个曾经为带领以色列人渡过红海的神，如今在你的生命里面，在你干渴的生命里，也要给你带来新的道路和江河。
Because your actions cannot limit God. Your sins, your problems, your behaviors do not limit what God can do.
你的过去的罪，你的过去的失望，并不能够限制神要在你身上所成就的美事。
People say, I want to make sure my life is good and all orderly before I follow God. But no, God is doing something new today. Not when your life is all perfectly put together. And often God works through our brokenness.
神并不是要等我们的生命一切都完美的时候才能够带领我们，神正是要在我们如今的破碎中来带领我们。
Sometimes the new things is not some breakthrough or some amazing fireworks.
有时候新的事情并不见得是那种特别的令人注目的奇迹。
Sometimes it happens through something small.
很多时候是发生在一些微小的事情上面。
When Israelites had no rain for many, many years, which is when Isaiah shows up, when Elijah goes and prays for rain, the rain will come, but how does it start? With a cloud the size of a palm.
以利亚在祈祷神要降雨的时候，这个雨并不是马上就来，而是从一个这个一个小小的像手掌那么大小的云开始。
And sometimes that's how God starts, from the small things.
往往神往往是从小的事情开始来带领我们。
I once, when I used to live in Washington Boulevard, in the backyard, there was about 6x6 area where I wanted to do a gardening.
我过去曾经住在在弗里蒙的华盛顿这条街道上，在我的后院里面有一个六英尺和六英尺这么大小的一个小的地方。
But that ground was so hard. People stepped on it. It was no one took care of it. It was really, really hard.
我想在里面种点东西，但是那个泥土却十分的坚硬，因为是大家在走来走去，上面是十分的坚硬。
So I went to Home Depot, got some shovels, and I started to work at it.
我到了 Home Depot 去买了一些这种铁锹和做园艺的这种工具。
It took me weeks to make it ready. I dug it out, went to Home Depot, bought new soil, replaced it. I made Home Depot rich that year. All right. And then I went to Pleasanton and talked to a guy who raises worms and put worms in there to create the soil to receive vegetables.
我就是在Home Depot 花了几周的时间去松动这个土，又买了很多各种各样的这种做园艺的工具，然后我同时也到Pleasanton 这个他们那个这个地方去买了一些虫，这样的话可以帮助这个蚯蚓 ，OK， 蚯蚓。帮助来松动这个土。
Did you know you can raise worms? There was a time when in my garage there were worms I was raising. It is gross when I think about it, because I was collecting worm pee and pouring it into the garden.
由于就说你是可以养这种蚯蚓这样的这种帮助园艺的这种动物。有一段时间我在车库里面就是在。饲养这些蚯蚓，然后是我是想把蚯蚓的排泄物给收集起来，这样的话可以让这个泥土更加的有肥沃。
And then finally, the tomatoes, kales, cucumber, and what else did I have? Some other vegetables grew.
最终的话，在我的努力下面的话，就是番茄啊、黄瓜等各种各样的蔬菜都能够在那块小的地方能够很好的成长。
And sometimes when God wants to start new things.He has to break through some of the hard parts of our life.
神在开始新的事情之前，会往往是把我们心里面坚硬的泥土土壤会松动开了以后，才能做工。
And in our language, we call that pain.
在我们的话语里面，我说往往神在松动我们坚硬的土地的时候，我们会觉得很痛苦。
So when God is starting new things and you kind of experience a certain amount of pain, here are what you look for. Number one, keep Jesus front and center.
在神要做工的时候，我们第一件要注目神把耶稣基督放在首位。
Every new thing God does will draw you closer to Jesus.
神要做的每一件事情就要让我们更加的亲近神。
And that's the test. It's not how exciting it is. It's not how much you get into it. It's not how successful it seems. Does it draw you closer to Jesus? Because whatever God does, it tastes like Jesus. Compassion, love, together, church, worship.
我们怎么样知道神是神要做的心事？那么这一个最好的断定就是神，我们是否在神里面变得更亲近，就是否是有神从神而来的果实，就是我们如何谦卑，更加的纯洁和顺服。
In the church, it's very easy to confuse busy for God with closeness to God.
在教会里面，我们很容易把为神而繁忙和耶稣基督的这种亲密的关系混淆在一起。
You can be in the choir, you can do the praise. And by the way, this morning, Brenda, that was great praise. I didn't know what you were saying, but I was blessed, right? Because the way they were worshiping was so beautiful, right? So beautiful. Whether you're in praise, whether you're serving in the back, cooking outside, you know, cleaning whatever, those are good things. But you cannot replace worship with them.
就是我们在教会各种各样的服侍，不管是在诗班，或者是在外面打扫卫生，或者为会众做准备食物，这些所有的事情都是很好的。但这所有的一切都不能代替我们在心中和神的亲近。
Serving is a beautiful thing, but you don't serve and replace worship. You worship, and out of worship, you serve.
我们的服侍并不能代替我们对神的敬拜，我们是因为是敬拜神，所以说我们来服侍。
If you serve without love for God, later on, you're going to get bitter.
如果你在服侍中没有对神的爱，以后的话，你往往会心里面充满苦毒。
Certainly not in this church, but other churches I've served, people say stuff like, "How come I'm the only one serving? Why do I serve? And where's everybody else?" That person has lost love for Jesus Christ.
我们的很高兴，我们这个教会里面很多兄弟姊妹都会参与服事。在我以前服事的教会里面，有些服事的兄弟姊妹会抱怨说，为什么只有我一个人在服事，别人都没有服事。
Love makes you want to serve. A Christian who says, "What, God loves me this much? Jesus loves me unconditionally. He's going to forgive me. I'm going to live any way I want." That person doesn't know what true love is.
因为是对神的爱，所以说我们愿意来服侍。如果一个基督徒说，神这么的爱我，神为我而死，而因此的话，我想活，我想怎么样活都无所谓。这个人并不真正的知道神的爱。
If you truly love Jesus, it'll be like this. What, Jesus loves me so much, he died for me. What can I do for him?
如果你真正是爱耶稣基督的话，你就会这样想，神是如此的爱我，以至于受死，我能够为神做什么？
It becomes sacrificial because every genuine love is sacrificial.
这样你的做的服事会有牺牲的服事，所有的真正的爱中间出来的服事都是有牺牲的。
Every normal parents are sacrificial lovers towards their children.
所有的正常的有爱心的父母对他们孩子所做的都是有牺牲的爱。
They restrain from eating, buying, so they can give to their children because they love their children.
他们宁可自己是少吃少用，也愿把更多的给予他们的孩子。
Every normal children, hopefully they're loved. When they go out and do things, you know what they do? That love will say, "I don't want to hurt my parents. I can't do that." And they restrain themselves because of that love.
一个正常的有充满的爱家庭的成长的孩子们，他们也会这样来回馈父母。他们并不是说想做什么就做什么，而是在对父母的爱之中来限制自己的行为。
Think of the story in the Bible, Martha and Mary. Martha is busy in the kitchen cooking. Now, is that bad? Of course not. She's doing something good. But most of our choices are not good versus evil. None of us woke up this morning thinking, "I'm going to go kill somebody." No, we didn't. Right? Most of our choices are good and great. And on that day, Martha chose good, but Mary chose great. When Jesus is in the house, you're going to work on the dishes instead of sitting at his foot listening to him? Jesus said, Mary picked the better. Not because Martha is doing something wrong, but Mary chose better.
我们都很熟悉马大和玛丽的故事，这个马大在服侍，他并不是做了有什么不对的事情，很多时候我们要做的也不见得是罪恶和坏事和好事这种区别，而是好事和更好的事之间的区别。在马大来服侍，耶稣本身是很好的，但是玛利亚在耶稣基督在的时候，他愿意匍匐在耶稣基督的脚前，这个是比服侍更为重要。
When God is breaking through and there's some pain, second thing, take one step at a time.
第二件事就一步一步地向前。
When we look at the whole picture, God almost rarely shows whole picture. We freeze because it's too much. So he gives us one step at a time, and that's why we require faith.
有时候我们不知道这个事情的全景是什么样子，但神会一步步地带领我们。
Think about Apostle Paul, he's chained up. He says, I'm going to press forward, but he has no idea when he's going to die. Because he writes Book of Philippians towards the end of his life while he's in Roman prison where he will eventually die.
我们知道在腓立比书的时候，他是在罗马的监狱里面，他根本就不知道明天将会如何，但是他那时候仍然是忘记过去，向前标杆直跑。
He says, I'm going to press on, even though he doesn't know when he's going to die. He decides to move forward step by step rather than wallowing in despair.
他虽然不知道明天将会如何，没有沉浸在这种绝望之中，而是要一步一步地继续向标杆直跑。
I dropped off my daughter at college, you know, UC Davis. And on the way back, it was raining harder than this. And I could barely see in front of me. And I don't like driving at night anymore as I get older. But it was at night. Raining hard, I don't see 20 feet in front of me, 20 miles in front of me. I see a few feet in front of me. I normally drive at 75 to 80 miles per hour, and I know I'm a sinner, I break rules, right? But that day I was driving 55 to 65 because I couldn't go any faster.
在我最近在送我的女儿去UC戴维斯大学回来路上是一个晚上，天下着很大的雨，我并不能够看着前面很远的路径。 往往只有几个英尺，我通常开得比较快，但这个时候我是开在这个限速以下，一点点的往前。So
what do? I slow down, go slowly, check the GPS, and just follow GPS one step at a time. And eventually, guess what happened? I got home and slept on my bed.
我就是减速，跟着 GPS 的导航，然后慢慢的就回到了安全的回到家里。
2026 will require to take one step at a time, just like
2025.
And that step is maybe more ordinary than extraordinary.
And
maybe for you, that one step may be apologizing to somebody you've avoided.
对你来说，可能是这一步，就是向曾经你一直没有道歉的兄弟姊妹去做一个道歉。
Maybe that one step for you is tithing where you were afraid before because of your financial situation.
也可能对你来说是能够对神教会的奉献。
Maybe for you is restarting and reading the Word of God once again.
这个事情对你来说也可能是来开始每日的读经祷告。
Maybe it means serving and joining a team where you can serve each week.
对你也可能是参加一个服事的团队，每天来按时服事神。
Spiritual growth is rarely a giant step, it's little step at a time.
灵命的长进往往不是一个大步的向前，而是通过一步一小步一小步的这样慢慢积累起来的。
And maybe this year for you that one step, for the younger people, maybe it's time for you to join ministry team and serve. Whether it is choir, whether it's the kitchen, whether it's cleaning up, whatever that may be, take ownership of the church that we call family.
对我们的年轻的会众来说，也可能是就是今年神在呼召你来参加一个服事，不管是什么样的服事，这个我们教会是我们的大家庭。 欢迎你加入在其中。
And for others who are elderly and have lived your life, maybe for you that one step is defining somebody that you can mentor and disciple and spend time teaching them about life they're about to encounter.
对我们教会中比较年长的兄弟姊妹，对你的神，对你的呼召，可能就是说你要找到一个你能够分享你的智慧来带领属灵上的一个弟兄姊妹做一个带领。
If you take one step at a time, eventually you'll make it home and lay on bed and rest.
如果你这样一步步的坚定的向前，有一天你在就会有在面临神的时候，你会有你的平安喜乐。
Third, when God is about to break into your life, third thing you must do is trust God to make a new path.
第三就是信靠神会开道路。
God says, I'm doing a new thing, and then He adds, I'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
神说他要做一件新的事情，然后他接着解释说，就是在旷野里面开道路，在沙漠里面开江河。
That means God can make a path where there is none. That means God can make oasis in the middle of a desert.
神在没有道路的旷野会开道路，在干涸的沙漠里面会创建绿洲。
When the Israelites faced the Red Sea, the path didn't open up until they move forward. Some people think because they watched Ten Commandments or Prince of Egypt that when Moses lifted his staff, that the Red Sea parted immediately. But if you read the Bible, the wind blew all night and then separated it. You know what that means? People were afraid because the Egyptians were coming to get them, and they had to wait until God to move and part the Red Sea. And some of us are right there.
我们在看这个以色列这个有这种动画片的电影，我们往往觉得是在神开这个分开红海的水之前，是摩西一旦举起他的杖马上就分开。其实事实上并不是这样，圣经告诉我们说他是慢慢的这个风是刮了一晚上才慢慢的分开。
For some of us, Red Sea is emotional loneliness. As we get older, I hear that people get more lonely. Maybe that's your Red Sea.
对我们每个人来说，我们的红海是不同的，也可能是年长的话，你对你来说可能是孤独。我读到一些说是人年纪越大会越感到孤独。
Maybe it's job uncertainty.
也可能是工作上的不稳定。
Maybe it's silence. You ask God and God's not responding.
也可能你的红海是你的祷告并没有得到神马上的回应。
And yet we see through the scripture again and again, God works in the midst of those uncertainties.
我们在圣经里面有很多这样的事例告诉我们说，神就是在这种安静的时间来带领我们。
And lastly, as you see the new thing, you press toward the real prize.
最后一个就是说，我们看到新的事情的话，我们要向着标杆直跑。
When Paul says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, that's not just self-discipline and grit, that's devotion.
当保罗说他要忘记背后努力向前向着标杆直跑，要得到从耶稣基督而来的这种奖赏，他是有目标性是很强的。
He's not chasing world success, or he's not chasing other people's approval. He's chasing someone, and that someone is Jesus Christ.
就是保罗的目的不是在属世的成功和别人的赞赏，而是从耶稣基督所来的冠冕。
The real prize in 2026 is not perfect 2026. It's not all your dreams handed to you on a silver platter. It's deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus.That no circumstances can steal from you.
我们在2026年，我们的奖赏并不是我们的心想事成，而是我们和耶稣基督更亲密的关系。这个是不能所有一切都不能够替代的。
That's God's ultimate new thing, not remaking your outer world, but remaking and transforming Christ in you, the hope of the glory.
神要行的新事，并不是使你一切就变得很顺遂，而是要在你心里面起一个。崭新的改变。
Let me ask you a question. Do you want peace of mind for the rest of your life or $1 million?
我问大家是不是想得到百万，或者是得到从今以后得到永远的平安喜乐
？If you choose $1 million, you need to grow up.
如果你选择的是$100,000的话，你需要更加成长成熟。
Because $1 million cannot give you peace of mind.
因为这所有的钱财都不能够给你带来真正的平安喜乐。
Our hospitals are full of people who would give up $1 million.For one more day of life.
我们在我们的医院里面可能会有很多这样的人，他们愿意放弃很多的财富，然后能够再多活一天。
Money is not nothing. You need to take care of it, but it's not everything.
并不是说金钱不重要，而是说金钱并不是所有的一切。
Sometimes we live our lives if money is everything, you lose peace of mind.
有时候我们活在这个世上，会觉得金钱就是一切。这样会我们会失去平安喜乐。
Christ is everything.
耶稣基督是我们的一切。
The prize is Jesus Himself.
我们要得的奖赏就是耶稣基督。
Tim Keller pointed out this, that when Jesus Himself becomes the prize, not comfort, fame, easy access, success, those are all changing things. When Jesus Himself becomes the prize, then pain and letdowns cannot define you anymore.They just become part of the race, not the final judgment on it.
Tim Keller 告诉我们说，如果我们最终的奖赏是耶稣基督的话，我们就不会追逐世上的成功、赞誉和舒适。我们所面对的痛苦和所有的一切的不容易，都是在追逐这个奖赏耶稣基督的过程中所正常的会遇到的一切。
What that means is that your biggest failure is not your forever story.
他告诉我们说，你即使你最大的失败，也不是你永远的故事，来定义你的人生。
And your best day with God is not something you need to chase after.
即使你在属灵里面最有意义、最有记忆的一天，也不能够成为你永远的一切。
Because every day we get another chance.To run and get closer to Jesus.
因为我们每一天都会得到一个新的机会，然后跟耶稣基督建立更加亲密的关系。
God always redirects our vision towards heavenward, so we can fix our eyes on Christ.
神会把我们的眼目往上，让我们使我们能够更加的注目耶稣基督。
So whether you're young and old, young or old, as you do what you need to do in 2026. The question to ask is, does this make me love Jesus more?
在不管你的年龄是年长或者是年轻，在2020年的时候，你要问一件事情是：你做的所有的一切是否是让你和耶稣基督更加的亲近
？Because when Jesus becomes the very prize, every reroute, every new path is a new opportunity that He shapes for you.
当耶稣基督成为我们最终的奖赏的时候，我们这样所有的路径，我们所经历的路径都会变成一个新的机会。
Secondly, keep running anyway.
第二点就是说奔跑不放弃。
Isaiah is speaking, when he's talking about new things, he's speaking to people who are tired and weary because they have been captive, enslaved for many, many years now.Their hopes are all shattered by this time. And Apostle Paul, when he's writing the book of Philippians, when he's saying forgetting one thing and moving forward, he was shipwrecked, he was prisoned, he was stoned. Many times he almost died. And both of them refused to give up. Why? Because God hasn't. And God is still writing a new chapter for them.
就是在以赛亚和这个保罗这个这两段经文的时候，以色列当时曾经在被流放，他们是失去了一切的希望。但是以赛亚告诉他们说是忘记旧事。在保罗在写腓立比书的时候，他经历了这种沉船、监狱等等的一切的很不容易，他却说是要忘记背后，向着标杆直跑。神这所有的一切的不容易都是神他的美意会带领我们。
The clear sign that God's new thing is still alive in you is not this burst of momentum or new energy. It's simpler than that. The clear sign that God's new thing is still in you is the fact that you're still alive and you're still running.
就是神在你仍在你的生命里面带领你，并不是你突然有特别多的激情，而是神你此刻仍然在活着，此刻仍然在追寻耶稣基督。
Life is heavy. Some of us is tough. Jobs are hard. Children are hard. Husbands are hard. Wives are hard. But you're still moving forward. You know what that means? God can still write your next chapter.
我们生活往往是很不容易，可能是不管是家庭、工作等等各个方面，但是神仍在带领你，这就意味着神会继续带领你书写新的篇章。
Anyone run marathons here?
我们中间有没有人会跑马拉松？
No runners? Not even one? I was expecting at least a few. No one runs here? There are? Oh, they're not here. They're busy running in the rain. They're not here. Well, all of you who don't run, I relate with you.
中间很多人不跑马拉松，我可以理解。
Because you know, people keep saying like weirdest thing.Like the marathoners and runners, they always say when they run, their body tells them what? To slow down, go faster, help them to pace. That's what the runners say. What does your body say when you run? When I run, it just says stop. Right? Stop that. Just stop. It's not for you. So marathoners, they have what's called the runner's wall. And about 20 miles into marathon, muscles scream.Vision blurs. Every instinct yells, stop, stop, stop. But you know what that point is? That's the point that makes the difference between champions and losers.
就是经常跑马拉松的人会告诉你，在跑了马拉松大概20英里左右的时候，你会碰到一个叫什么撞墙期。那一段时间你的肌肉是特别的疲劳。然后你的视力也会变得模糊，你身体上所有的一切都告诉你你要放弃，不要再继续跑下去了。但那个时候如果你能够坚持下去，你就会能够最终跑完这个路马拉松。
I recall watching a marathon, amazing athlete. She was just amazing athlete. And she's running. She's way ahead of the second person. But maybe 40 to 50 feet before the finish line, her body gives out. So instead of running,her body gives out, she's limping, dragging, and then she collapses. Because her mind is so clear, but her body is not listening, so she starts to crawling towards the finish line. Her eyes are fixed at the finish line, she's crawling. And the second person is getting closer and closer to her.
我看过这样一个马拉松的记载，就是说是第一名他跑得很好，他是远远的超过了所有的别的马拉松选手。但是在快到终点的还有40-50英尺的时候，他突然就不能够跑了，他就突然瘫在地上。但是这个时候他脑袋仍然是十分清醒的，他的眼目仍然在注视着这个最终的终点，他就开始在地上往这个目标爬过去。
And the second person, as she gets near and she gets near and she's about to pass the person, all of a sudden she stops.Lifts the lady, puts her hand around her, and she literally walks the finish line together.
在第二名跑在第二位的马拉松选手他在跑到第一名这个时候，他停下脚步，然后搀起了这位已经倒在地上的这个马拉松选手，然后是他们两个一起这样走到了终点。
And that, my friend, is a picture of the body of Christ, the church.
这样的一个途径就是对我们来说是很有意义，就是我们可以设想这就是我们在耶稣基督里面的大家庭的境况，应有的境况。
You and I, we run bruised but never alone.
我们有时在奔跑天路的路上会受到各种的伤害，但我们从来都不是孤单无助的。
We run together as a church because we are family of God.
我们是作为教会，作为教会的大家庭，我们一起在奔跑天路。
God has not promised 2026 is going to be just smooth ride. But what he does promise is that when we limp, when we crawl, he will give us strength to finish. Not by ourselves, but together.
神并不应许我们2020年会一帆风顺，但是他会应许我们作为一个神的大家庭会一起。会奔跑到神所要我们达到的目标。
So I tell you, some of you who just come on Sunday and go home, good job so far. But I encourage you, join the choir. Join the praise team. Right? She's like, yeah. I'm not getting paid by her, by the way. All right? Join the kitchen team. Join the body worship team. Join the sound team together. Don't let them run by themselves because they're going to get tired.
我们中间的会众有些人星期天敬拜了以后然后你回到家里这样也已经很好但是我鼓励大guess
when that starts third, it starts right now.
第三点就是说我们要从现在就开始。
Isaiah says now it's spring forward. Not someday, not tomorrow, not 10 days from now. Now it springs forth.
圣经告诉我们现在我们就要往前奔跑。
Today is when you start that. Don't wait till your life is all put together and organized. Because God calls you today. And you don't have to organize your life. Do that as you walk with God. He'll help you.
我们并不需要等我们的事情我们的生活一切变得很安排的井井有条的时候再来奔跑跟随神神呼召我们今天此时此刻就来跟随他在跟随他的过程中我们让一切变得更加美好
Apostle Paul said, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He doesn't say many things, just one thing. Because letting go of the old is the first step towards receiving the new.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，忘记背后努力面前的，为的是得到从耶稣基督来的唯一的奖赏。他告诉我们，不是说要很多的目标，而是唯一的目标，就是得到从神来的耶稣基督的奖赏。
I was looking for, because to me, coffee is fresh start, new start. So I was looking for a coffee that's running. But that's what I found, so I'm sharing that with you.
对我来说的话，就是咖啡代表了一个新的一天开始。我找到一个这样的话，就是一个咖啡，杯在奔跑的这样一个图片。
Every year, I'm going to close with this. Every year, I read this at least once, and I share it with DC, and I think I share this with you.
好，每年的话，我都会用同样的这个来，我多次分享给DC教会，我也在。
And I read it at home to remind myself. And this was written, it's called A Paradoxical Commandment by Ken Keith. It was written in 1968 when he was 19 years old, a sophomore in Harvard. And he wrote it for the student leaders in making positive impact when they face challenges, apathy, and anxiety.
这个叫悖论的诫命是一个19岁在1968年写的时候他是 哈佛的19岁的大学二年级的学生，他当时正在带领，他们应该是属于青年团体的领袖。
And these commandments are based upon Jesus' teaching. How do I know? Because later he wrote a book called Jesus Did It Anyway, and he based it upon how Jesus responded to suffering and difficulties of his life.
他写这些的话是根据耶稣基督的，在世上遇见困难和不容易的时候所做的。
So let me read it to you. If you want to read it together, that's fine too, okay? In 2026, people will be illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty, frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest man and woman with the biggest ideas can be shut down by the smallest man and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you do help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have anyway. In 2026, you will pray to Jesus and pray, and you may not hear anything back, but pray anyway. When you read the Bible, you may not gain new insight, new encouragement, but read the Bible in 2026 anyway, because God will break through in His time, and He will pave new road for you in His time, and you will see spring oasis splurt out in the desert of your life if you continue to chase after Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me pray and we'll have time of communion. Father, we thank You for this morning. We want to fix our eyes on You, the immutable, unchanging Jesus. And we ask that as we go through our lives, ups and downs, that we look forward to the new river, new oasis, new fountain, new spring that You will bring into our lives as we continue to fix our eyes and move forward one step at a time. Father, bless this congregation, young and old. May we journey together and walk together as family of God. And as Your word says, we are never alone. May this place be a place of love and belonging and caring. And may this place be a continual reminder of lifting Jesus above all others. We thank You. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Every month we take communion. This is the first communion we take this year, so it's very meaningful. The blood represents, the wine represents the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you on the cross for your sins. And the wafer represents the body of Christ that was broken for you. And Jesus Himself said, as you take of this, remember Me. And this Jesus is on His way to gather you. And as you reflect on your life, may you give your life and recommit yourself to Christ as we take these elements together as the body of Christ.